Bravo Child, one of the guys behind the Social Change Masterclass. Sounds really interesting. I was reading about this the other day. Bravo, morning, man. Tell us a bit more about this Social Change Masterclass that is going on. Who's involved? How can people get involved?
Definitely, man. Yeah. So this is the fourth masterclass we've run in just about as many months. It's called the Creators of Tomorrow Masterclass. And what we're doing is we're encouraging creators of any kind, whether they be teachers, artists, you know, even if they're involved in community or council, anyone who really has a role of leadership or wants to affect change in their communities, come along. And we've got an awesome crew of six different facilitators who basically run a three-day intensive class. So you wake up, you do movement, you're eating healthily. We have personal development workshops, creativity workshops, and then we do that over the 3 days. We've got fireside story time and that sort of thing. So it's a chance to really immerse yourself in your art form and also reflect on what you do in life. It's a really nice chance when you have one of these retreats, these creative times, you get to step out of the run-of-the-mill things. You're not distracted, you're not immersed or overwhelmed, and you can just take an objective view, like, what am I doing in my life, essentially, one of those big question times. And we've got six very able, passionate people to help you through that process.
God, maybe Lanzi and I should come on one of these retreats. Would I be safe? Would I be safe in saying that this is a no phone zone?
Definitely, yeah. We want to not be distracted and unplugged. Yeah, no, you can't do Facebook status updates and things like that. We really want to tune into our environment where we are. It's flat chat. I mean, we do around 11 or 12 workshops over 3 days. So it's really a full-time intensive. And it's going to be a few hours north of Townsville. So it's up in a place called Echo Creek at an adventure retreat. But we are doing a shuttle from Townsville. So we're reaching out while we're here in town. We're doing a number of other community and school workshops as well. But this particular retreat, which is happening the first week of August, is really the intensive. You want to get on board as a leader to really reflect on what you're doing. And we've got some amazing people from overseas in the UK and the Middle East. We've got writers. We've got a woman from down in Sydney who runs a women's empowerment collective. We've got a shiatsu practitioner who does Chinese medicine. We've got a real array of people. So hoping to give people access to that information while we're here.
Yeah, right. It all sounds very interesting, Bravo. See, half of my psyche says, yeah, be on radio, listen to Lanz's lowdowns, let's get sucked up in celebrity world.
Hashtag feeling enlightened.
The other half of me sort of wants to just buy a combi van and travel around Australia and live with no electricity and just sort of live off baked beans in the land.
Yeah, it's such a balance, isn't it? And I think that's a thing, you know, these are practical workshops, and it's not just about having this nice retreat or escape. It's not about a holiday. And often arts can be used as that window of escapism, but instead we want to use the power and potency of communication in art to really activate people and work out how you can have a playful, creative life. I mean, we don't just want to be slogging away doing things we hate just to make ends meet and then on the weekends or on our holidays have that breath of fresh air. How can we actually apply these methods, this creative ideology, to our daily life and do things that are responsible, ethical, still bring in money? You know, it's a real balance, as you say, but hopefully we can help people on that path through this masterclass.
I've recently just bought an inflatable bag, which basically you lay on in the outdoors. My theory being that when you're asleep at 2 p.m. On a Saturday on a sunny day and your curtains are closed and you're in your bed, you feel like you're not really living life and can feel quite decrepit. However, if you're sleeping out on the strand with a little organic lemonade in
your hand,
a bag out in the sun, you're living the dream. Is this the first step to becoming a bit more of a social change?
Yeah, man. I think any time that you're stepping out of the social, you know, the programming, the habitual rat race, I think any time you're reconsidering how to do things, you're definitely on the right path.
Oh, well, it's sounding good to us, Bravo. How can people check out all the details further and get some more info?
Just go to uptrampoline.com and then you just go to the masterclass link there. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is just Up Trampoline, and we'll love to have anybody on board who wants to activate through the arts for social change.
Awesome, Bravo.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your Lilo and organic lemonade there, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.